A few weeks ago, Dan brought up Deuteronomy chapter 10. So let's turn there. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And it's a great passage. I'm not going to rehash what he said. But it reminded me of another passage a little bit later in the Bible. And I wanted to compare these verses. So let's look at Deuteronomy 10, 12, and 13. And then, if you can, hold your place there and turn to Micah 6 and verse 8. I know I've referenced that in a sermon here recently, too, but I think it's good to try to look at both of these and compare them, if we can. Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. And then turning over to Micah 6 and verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Now, we see these different lists that are presented here about what is required of us. In Deuteronomy, Moses says what's required of us is to fear God, walk in all his ways, serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then to keep his commandments. So there's four things that are presented there. In Micah 6, 8, we see three things presented: to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Now the question is, are these incompatible in any way? Are these contradictions? Do they add to each other? Well, yes and no. There are no contradictions, of course, but they do. Some of these things do exemplify one another. Walking humbly with your God, I believe, is basically everything that we see in Deuteronomy 10. 12 and 13. If you walk humbly with your God, are you not going to fear him? Yes, you're going to fear him. Have that reverential respect that you ought to have for him. Will you walk in all his ways? Well, if you're walking humbly with him, then yes, you're going to walk in all his ways. Are you going to serve him? Yes, of course. Are you going to do what he says, keeping his commandments? Yes, you will. But added on to that, or perhaps made a little bit more clear, some of his commands include loving one another. And loving one another, I believe, is the best way to describe what it means to do justly and to love mercy. Jesus says a little bit later that in Matthew 22, he cites, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. That is the greatest commandment. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And on these hang all the law and the prophets. All the law and the prophets depend on those two primary commands. And I believe they are exemplified here in both Deuteronomy 10 and in Micah 6. Deuteronomy 10 includes keep the commandments of the Lord, which include love your neighbor as yourself. And Micah 6 says to do justly and to love mercy. That is love, loving one another. Incorporated in that is to be just, is to be righteous with one another, to be to allow justice to take its course, because sometimes we do things that we're not supposed to be doing, and sometimes justice must be done. But I thank God for mercy, because the Lord has mercy on all of us. Because while justice is important, mercy is also very important. And so let us have mercy upon one another. Remember when we looked at the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you are required to expend, if you're required to be merciful to someone, then that means you've been wronged. And sometimes if you show mercy to that person, loving them as yourself, then you are expressing that love. You are showing that mercy toward that person. Mercy is so important, because if we are merciful, we will obtain mercy. Hopefully you're merciful with me for what was going on with some of the mess-ups on the PowerPoint slide, but that's okay. The thing is, We're here to worship God. And I believe that if we're doing our best and doing what we need to do and following the God's word to the best of our ability, even if we mess up here or there, he is merciful toward us. And I thank God for that mercy. This evening, do you want him to be merciful to you, or do you want him to give you justice? I pray that you want mercy for yourself, because if God were to enact his justice upon all of us, we wouldn't survive. It is the love that Jesus had for all of us, that God had for us by sending his son, that Jesus also had for us when he died on the cross for us, so that our sins could be taken away. His justice, God's justice, was satisfied with Jesus. Now, we don't have to face the justice of God. Wow, that's an amazing thing. If we don't have to face the justice of God, we can face the mercy of God. And the way we can do that is to walk humbly with your God. The way we can do that is to recognize his preeminence, recognize his commands for what we must do to be saved. We know what we must do. Everyone in this room who's accountable has done these things. But if you need to make things right with God, we have to do that. You must do so. And I encourage you, if you need to do that this evening, we stand ready to assist. Please come forward as we stand and as we sing.